Here are the latest developments from around the world in the coronavirus pandemic. India added more than 90,000 coronavirus cases on Sunday, a global daily record, according to health ministry data. That brought the country's total cases to 4.1 million, while the number of deaths rose by over 1,000 to more than 70,600. Australia's coronavirus hotspot state, which is the state of Victoria, extended a hard lockdown in its capital, Melbourne, lasting until September 28th. The infection rate there has declined more slowly than was hoped. South Korea reported the smallest rise in infections in 3 weeks Sunday, remaining under 200 for a fourth consecutive day as tighter restrictions cap a second wave of the virus. Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is in stable condition 2 weeks after being hospitalized with the coronavirus, his doctor said over the weekend, while Italy's current Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has dampened hopes that spectators would be allowed to attend football matches from the start of the new season, saying it would be inappropriate at this time. The Democratic Republic of Congo, northeastern Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen are on the brink of famines as a result of factors compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic. The New York Times reports that this was stated in a letter from the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and addressed to the UN Security Council. The letter said that millions of lives in these countries are in danger. And schools in Iran have reopened to 15 million students after a seven-month closure, despite concerns over increased spread of the coronavirus in the country. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. A powerful typhoon that officials warned could bring record rains and gusts strong enough to flip cars slammed into southern Japan on Sunday, prompting authorities to urge millions to seek shelter. Typhoon Haishen weakened somewhat as it neared Japan's mainland and shifted further west out to sea, but it remains a large and extremely strong storm. After lashing a string of exposed remote southern islands, it neared Japan's Kyushu region Sunday evening, with authorities issuing evacuation advisories for more than 7 million residents. The storm has forced the cancellation of nearly 550 flights and disrupted train services, Japan's NHK said. Many factories also suspended operations, including three plants operated by carmaker Toyota. Rwandan President Paul Kagame said Sunday that the polarizing hero of the Hotel Rwanda film had returned home of his own accord, where he was arrested, denying his family's claims that he was kidnapped abroad. Paul Rusesabagina, who became the most famous Rwandan in the world after the Hollywood blockbuster, had been living in exile until he surfaced in Kigali last week under arrest and accused of financing rebels. His family argued he had been kidnapped and forced to return to the country, where his image is more complex than that in the famed movie, where he's credited with saving the lives of more than 1,200 people during the country's 1994 genocide. In a speech to the Rwandan Broadcasting Agency, Kagame said the man had himself returned to Rwanda, where he now stands accused of murder, arson, kidnapping, and terrorism. The moderate Hutu became disillusioned with the Tutsi-dominated Rwandan Patriotic Front after its troops flushed out the genocidal regime and ended the slaughter that left some 800,000 Rwandans dead, who were mostly Tutus, with some moderate Hutus. The Trump administration and the Biden campaign sparred Sunday on the state of the U.S. economy 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin cited the drop in the unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. But he acknowledged on the Fox News Sunday show that the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at a five-decade low of 3.5%. But Senator Kamala Harris, the vice presidential running mate of Trump's Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, described Trump as an abject failure and incompetent. Best variety.